We're still at the end of Perek Gimel. We learned the long Mishnah in the main Torah in Derech Eretz, but did not get to his Pirush on the bottom, which is rather brief. His first piece on the main Torah in Derech Eretz is a formula rather than an insight. It says that in this Mishnah, back and forth, there's no Torah, there's no Derech Eretz, there's no Derech Eretz, there's no Torah, etc. So he says, what's the formula, what's the form? So he says, Ratzalaymer, Emelei Torah, E Efshali is Derech Eretz. In each pair, the first one was saying, if there's not A, there cannot be B. And the second one was saying, Emelei Derech Eretz, Atari Yeloi Lohayolam Yuseris. If there's no B, then A is useless. The best example is Emein Kemach Ein Torah. Emein Torah Kemach. The first thing is, if there's no Kemach, it's not possible for there to be Torah. So the first one is, if there's not A, there can't be B. If there's no Kemach, there can't be Torah. And the second one is Emein Torah and Kemach. If there's no Torah, then what's the use in Kemach? What's the use if a person doesn't put his life to use? So he says that's true about all four of the pairs. If you have no knowledge, you can't have insight. But it may be the ein das, what's a limer? If you can't use your knowledge to understand one thing from another, then there's little use in the das. A person has to have seichel. Plenty of people have knowledge without seichel, and it doesn't get them too far. Without lechem, you can't have life. He can live on bread alone without anything extra. If he learns, what's the use of kemach without Torah? So it's an explanation of the form of the Mishnah, basically. The second piece, he goes into a thought. Kosha b'aisa merubah bechachmasai. Al derech maimer chazal, talmid gadol shemevi lidei maisa. Okay, there's a divrei chazal in the Gemara Kiddushin that Gemara says, what's more, the learning of Torah or the mitzvahs of the Torah? So the Gemara says, learning is greater because it brings a person to know how to do mitzvahs. So there's a major problem here in that if you say A is for the purpose of B, usually it means B is more important. If someone says, I'm setting the table so I can have a feast. So what's more important, setting the table or having the feast? Obviously having the feast. If you say, this is good because it enables B to happen. So then the second thing is the more important thing. Say Talmud is gadol because it teaches you what to do. That means the doing is more important. So he explains the idea of Talmud gadol shemevili nais as follows: L'chayrinira, mizeh kimaisa gadol, ki gadol is haTalmud or amaisa. The greatness of Talmud is you know what to do. That means mitzvahs is greater. Avazeh einai, ki Talmud gufei maisahu, because Talmud Torah is itself one of the tayang mitzvahs. No different than any other mitzvah. And it has something in addition. So it's interesting, the way he teaches Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa, learning is greater, because in addition to learning, you also have a benefit of knowing what to do. Whatever you learn, you have two benefits. One is the maisa mitzvah of learning, which is itself good. Somebody learns Torah as a mitzvah. He's doing it as a mitzvah because Hashem commanded us to learn. Well, there's some mitzvahs that I will never do. If I learn the mitzvahs of a Kohen Gadol, there's no chance I'll ever do them. So there is some.
I'm talking about mitzvahs that are shy in the person. It doesn't really seem like he's making a pushing it that far. It seems to be more on the intellectual end of it rather than the, you know, the actual notion of one
brought. We're going to say soon that if it's chachmas meruba b'maisav, someone studies but doesn't practice what he learns, that the Mishnah goes on to say soon is like a tree that's going to topple, a tree without roots. So it does say that separately, if that's what you mean. But he's definitely talking now about the limud for the sake of limud, I don't know, for an intellectual pursuit, but for a kiyum mitzvah pursuit. God wants us to learn. At the end, he refers us back to Parakimel Mishnah Tes, where he talked about someone who learns for intellectual pursuit. He writes to philosophers, he says back in Parakimel Mishnah Tes, that the philosophers saw in Torah study a great depth, even those who didn't believe in God. Says back there, he talks about this, but he says, no, you have to learn because it's the Torah, it's Hashem's Torah. So that's why he's saying here, the reason being, because it's a Maisa Mitzvah. So I think that's what he's saying. He's saying is that there are two parts to learning. There's the Maisa Mitzvah, which is no different than any other mitzvah. We shake a lulav not for any end reason, just because shaking a lulav is a mitzvah. So we learn because learning is a mitzvah. And in addition, we have that it's maybe the day Maisa that gives us knowledge for other mitzvahs. I think that's what he's saying. What? So that's the question, where that fits in to most mitzvahs today, which are now, let's finish what he says, and we have to think about that. He says, the ma'isa liman is primary, it's a mitzvah, and the idea of it is an added benefit. If somebody learns and there's no lemaisa in it, say inay type creation. That's why the Mishnah follows kosher maisa merubin. That a person has to learn to come lidei maisa. Now, the question is whether he means he calls it a tafel. He says, "Well, the maisa libun is there, yeah, the maisa." Someone who learns not to do, so that's what he refers us back to Berakah Mishnah Tes. That's not learning. Learning is to learn with a belief that that's what a person has to do. But the question of whether learning halacha lemaisa is a higher level of learning than learning Masechta Shkalim, let's say, which is not yet halacha lemaisa. Mashiach will be halacha lemaisa, but right now it's not. So what?
That already can be used.
All right, so maybe learning Hilchas Kohen Gadol. Someone's going to have to pass it for the Kohen Gadol, but it's not likely to be us. So that's the issue. So it's a debated issue. Rabbi Yosef has a tshuva in which he writes, it's interesting tshuva. Somebody who learned Daf Yomi for many years asked if he's allowed to quit. It's a neder. So Rabbi Yosef writes that, well, it's a neder, you can't quit and instead, watch the ball game. But if you want to learn something else, it has to move up. He maintains that learning halacha lemaisa is moving up because it has maisa and libud, and that if a person switches to halacha lemaisa, then he's allowed to make such a switch. The question of whether that's accepted is a debated issue. Whether learning halacha lemaisa is greater than learning stam hazoi. There's an understanding that all of Torah is intertwined in the sense that somebody who is well versed in the svaras haTorah, in knowing about amigu and kamei deramine and all the different aspects of Torah study, is better prepared to understand the parts of Torah that halacha lemaisa as well. There's a certain amount, at least to the intellectual ability to study Torah, to come to Yedias Hashem, without Nashim and Nezikin, someone who never learned the Nashim and Nezikin, the meat of Svaras HaTorah, very hard for him to have more than a surface knowledge of the other parts of Torah. You can take a kitzer and know what to do, but to have a deeper understanding of it requires a certain amount of understanding of the way the Torah functions. Now, what that means, if somebody wants to go and learn how to service a computer, so he has to go and learn how a computer works. Even though when you service the computer, that minute you're not using everything you once learned. So as a crude comparison, it's the same type of an idea. The Torah is intertwined. That doesn't answer the question. That once a person is sitting and learning, which is more and which is less? It's a debated issue. And
how do you think that's going to remind yourself that people just go through the sim and get out and close the book and walk away?
Although the in-depth, he doesn't mean that a person should learn, let's say, Cheskes Habatim in order to understand the halachas of benching, for example. So I don't think he means that. Even though you get to the halachas of benching, there is a certain amount of overlap between them. You know, as a shayla, if you can bench together with someone who ate tamai. So Gemara says, since if you be bafkel as the chasim, I could eat what he's eating, so it's mishtatav. So the Eved Ozel brings in the sugyas of migu in the zikin to explain this halach. Now, there is a certain overlap. It's not what he means. He means you should learn halach alamaisa. He doesn't mean all the abkus and the intertwining of it, but I don't know. The question whether in absolute terms. You're right. And, it seems to me in parts of the yeshiva world today, there's an not that they're overstressing what they learned during Seder. What they learned during Seder, they should continue to do. There should be a desire to know more halach lamaisa, which doesn't require the 4 hour sitar, which requires the half hour here, the hour there, and it's just not stressed enough. I hate to give my personal reasons on why, because it's not a good idea. But it's definitely not stressed enough. To be well rounded in learning is not stressed enough. A lot of it is the Talmidim's fault. You know, people say they don't teach Nach in yeshiva. I remember we were in high school, the morning we learned, the afternoon we had 40 minutes of Nach. But, the poor fellow had to teach us, it was a subject in the afternoon, and, it was like, what should I tell you? We didn't treat it right. I don't know whose fault it is, but, the bottom line is that there's not a desire on Talmidei Chachamim, people sitting and learning and really learning seriously. There's not enough of a desire to be well-rounded in Torah knowledge, and it's lacking, wherever it comes from. Okay, and anyway, we compared someone who studies Torah like a tree planted on water. Now, planted is not shosel. To plant is noiteya. Zerah has to plant seeds, noiteya has to plant the tree. Shosel is to replant something. So he explains here interestingly. He says, someone sees a nice stream by the property of one of his servants. He took the trees of his garden. And he replanted it. He said to his servant, take care of these trees, they're valuable to me. For Eved Kilkalei, the Eved destroyed them. He didn't preserve them properly. That's terrible. It's even worse. He says, take care of these trees and you can keep the Paris. And he ignores the trees. The king says, I'm doing you a chesed. And he's rejecting it. Hechilik bei detia, the difference between planting, the sila to replanting, kishila nikra v'oikir ila b'bakamach, hadushayisla b'bakamacher, shesila is to replant. What does that have to do with me and you? Kenai shahad eshama. We understand that on the Shabbat, Natla Babaki Mishkan Kavaida, that the Shabbat is a spark of godliness. The Kava Oisa, that's replanted, Eitzel Ba'im Yafim, where Torah Ba'amitzvahs, Shabbat Yafshel Lekaimam, is put in this world where it's possible to keep Torah Mitzvahs. So God replanted, so to speak, the spark of godliness in each one of us. The Kavana Shashem L'Tayim Sa'adam, L'Chal Ha'Peir Shaisa, Natla Ba'il Ba'ba. If he doesn't do it here, later it's too late. Its fruits are in the right time. That's a labor. Tzadikim are like the replanted tree. It's his fruit. So the marshal of a replanted tree is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the neshama and not putting it to good use. Alright, the last Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma, Aimer, Kidim u'pischei Nida, Heidei Gufei Halachas. The mathematical calculations that have to do with Kidim, the Masechtas Kidim has a mind-boggling number of possibilities. It talks about pairs of birds that are offered as a sacrifice and become mixed. Become confused one with the other, and all to be satisfied, all the possible mixtures and to do things. At Pischei Nida, the same thing, Cheshbainais, the Dairaisa of Cheshbainais of Nida and Zava. Hey, they gufei halachis. Tekufais, vikamatriais, tekufais, calculating the celestial orbits, vikamatriais, making calculations of gematria. Paparais lechachma. How do you translate paparais? Dessert? It's paparais sweeteners for wisdom. So what in the world is the Mishnah saying? Let's see how he explains it. Bala hakish, he says the bottom. Bala hakish is a'ibri. Kimate yelis yaitza. Minishi yilmid ma'sheev shishalayavili day. Liyadei lipsaik din. Betech Mishnah say. What's the purpose of learning things that have nothing to do with halacha? Kol yimei chayav. Ach. Tekufais heniker chachmasam ubinaschem la'idei ha'amim. Chachmas ubinaschem la'idei ha'amim. Tekufais in gematrias. Even though we're never going to pass an halacha from tekufais. Because the halachas, the calculations are set. And certainly gematrias. We don't make halachas from a gematria. L'za'aber kidapachu. Ki elu hei paparois nikru. They're called the sweetness of Torah. Things that are halacha l'maisa, it's like the meat and the dessert. So under Rabbi, they have a chashivas tkufis and gematrias. In the footnote, in the other prints, he points out that in theory, tkufis could come halacha l'maisa. Calculated tkufis. I'll tell you where it comes halacha l'maisa for all of us. This coming December 5th, it is, we're going to switch to the say talumata l'vracha. The calculation is based on tkufais. It's based on the seasons in the eyes of Allah. There are 365 days to a year. Each season is 91 days and 6 hours. And every 91 days and 6 hours, there's a new season in the eyes of Allah. Now, obviously, 1 hour of the day, the season changes, it goes in a 4-year cycle. Because it's 91 days and 6 hours. So you have 6 hours, 12 hours, right? It changes. Now, we start saying Vesei Talumotar 60 days after the Tkufa, which comes out to be December 5th. We understand that if someone messes up and he says Vesei Bracha in place of Vesei Talumotar, then he has to repeat the Shemayin Esrei. Now, technically, that's only true if you are 60 days after the hour in which the tkufa fell. In other words, it goes in a 4-year cycle. The tkufa began originally 1.5 hours past the 6-hour number. In other words, the tkufa falls 1.5 hours into the day, 7.5 hours into the day, 13.5 hours, 19.5 hours into the day. It falls in varying cycles, different times. And therefore, you really have to keep a cheshbon every year. If somebody misses by Shachris, or say Talabat, does he repeat Shemitah Esrei? It depends when the Tekufa fell this year. And it goes in a constant cycle. So that actually, knowing the Tekufa is useful. Now, you really don't have to know the Tekufa. So all you got to do is look it up in a Luach and see it. But to figure it, you have to know the Tekufas. It goes in a four-year cycle. I think this year is 5774, divisible by 4, 174, 14. It's 2 years into the cycle. I think this year it's in the afternoon, the Tekufa, if I'm not mistaken. Which means not only by Barab, but even by Shachris, you don't repeat Shemitah Esrei. Most people are not aware of that. It's the Tekufa issue. So at least in theory, Tekufa has to do with Halach Lamaisa. Gematria, I've yet to see that Gematria should have anything to do with Halach Lamaisa. What? What's a Gematria? No, no, no. Gematrias are hints that you're free to search for. The Stipler has mind-boggling Gematrias. You can't... Like yes, something like that. So you know you can't sit and calculate these things. So he writes in his introduction that even though he has all these cool gematrias, you shouldn't sit and figure it. These are things that came to him as he was walking to shul, as he was fixing the toaster oven. You know, these just came to him. So can I tell you? All right, we begin the fourth parak. Read Sashah.